Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
One of the challenges is we don't see the middle. We don't see what happened between that young, wonderful bride, and then suddenly 20 years go by, and now we have this new Rebecca, who is desperate to have children, and then she goes and seeks God. That's all great. But now more years go by. Now her sons are grown. And the Rebecca that we were drawn to, the beautiful young woman, the servant's heart, it seems to be gone. And we really are not shown why, except that she plays. There's no other way to say it. She plays God. She wants to make the choice. And she is so over the edge that she says to her son, let God's curse fall on me. As if we could take the curse for our children. That's why it's blasphemous, because only our Savior can die for our sins. Only our Savior's blood is sufficient. He who was cursed, dead on the cross, and then, thank you, Lord, risen from the dead, but that curse, that moment of death to take all of our sins, only Jesus can do that, folks. We can't do it for our children. We can't do it for anybody else.
So is that a clear misunderstanding of the reverence, the power, the potency of God to so flippantly say that she really doesn't even have an understanding of what she's saying, right? I mean, is our best guess anyway?
Yes, I think that's how it reads to me. Of course, we have to remember how early this was among God's people. We're still dealing with patriarchs. There's a whole lot of Canaanite religion. There's a lot of things happening that are not godly at all around these people.
One more question, though, Liz. Okay, so but God did say to her that the younger would rule over the older. Do you think she was taking matters into her own hands, thinking, I'm just fulfilling God's purposes here? I feel justified.
Absolutely. I do think that's what's going on. Because we saw her relationship with the Lord earlier, I think now she has a mandate. You know, it's like, this is what I know I'm supposed to do. But you're still stepping in for God when you do that. If you have to go about things in a devious way, if you have to cheat and lie and dress your son up as your other son, this is not how God does things. So she does bring about what God said would happen, but in a terrible way, because this family is broken. I've often wondered how it was when Jacob ran for his life and Esau stomped after him to kill him. What must have been like in that house with this blind father and this crushed mother who would never see her son again?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.